broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
And my next guest just walked in, Carla Smith. Please,
hey,
Carla,
Justin.
Have a seat. How you doing?
I couldn't be more excited. Thank you. I'm not sure. I'm pretty excited, too.
Thank you. I've actually had the pleasure. So my first guest here, Carla Smith, Executive Vice President from HIMSS.
I am.
And I've actually had the pleasure and honor of knowing Carla since 2004.
Has it been that long?
It has.
Oh, my gosh.
It has. But you and the HIMSS organization have been so open, welcoming, collaborative. We really met when we were forming and looking to form the EHR Association.
That's right. That's right.
And you and the whole HIMSS leadership team just saw what we were trying to do, and you knew that you were the best avenue for us to thrive and what we wanted to accomplish. We didn't quite know that, but you did. You had the vision, and you saw what we were trying to create, and you guys just welcomed us.
Yeah, I remember it distinctly. I think you had just finished up your military career, hadn't you, Justin?
I did.
Yeah, right. So you just joined the private sector.
I did.
Right. That's right. So the genesis for the idea, we were at the Ronald Reagan Meeting Center in D.C., there were a few representatives that got together, Steve and I, in a coat closet.
That's right.
Yeah.
we were literally
in a coat closet.
Yes.
And we listened really carefully to what you were describing your need to be. And that was just bread and butter because my entry into HIMSS was because I had run the Vendor Trade Association for Health IT. That was called CHIM, and so we merged into HIMSS in 2001. And so then when the EHR vendors, in talking amongst themselves, said, we like being part of HIMSS, don't get us wrong.
Right, that's right.
Yet, we have some unique needs in unique areas of focus, and HIMSS, can you make room for that conversation?
That's right.
The answer was absolutely.
Yeah, you guys were extremely accommodating. We did feel that we were unique. And then also, what we didn't realize, but you knew, is the advocacy arm and the presence on Capitol Hill. We knew that more decisions were going to be made more rapidly on the Hill. And we had to come together as a EHR group and engage that conversation and engage that dialogue, but we didn't really have the teams to do that. We were going to take it on one way or the other, but you saw that, hey, we have the public policy. You know, Dave Roberts was near and dear in that time, still to all of us in the industry, but you guys had that vision, and so you were able to channel our energy, and we're able to capitalize on the breadth and depth of HIMSS. And you guys have only grown, and it's been phenomenal to be a part of that. But thank you so much to you and Steve and Norris and the whole team back then. That were just amazing. So moving over to HIMSS, yesterday we were at about 40,000. Where are we today, ballpark?
Yeah. We are 40,563, not to put too fine a point on it.
I love it, yeah.
Right. And of that audience, about 40% are working in a provider setting. I'm going by memory here, Justin, so at some point the percentages are not going to add up to 100% because I'm going to...
Yeah, no problem.
Like 5% are government, about 7% are from the payer and financial sector, about 16% from the consultant world, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-27% from the vendor world.
Okay. Now, it's phenomenal diversity, but just the energy, and Ryan, we're speaking about that just before you came on air, about the electricity here, the energy. We get larger. It's hard to keep that energy as you get larger. I mean, you're over 40,000 now. So to have that many people here with, they're looking for their own strategy, but all together, we know that we are making healthcare better. We're coming together as a team. We're coming together as a collaboration. Co-opetition. So some of us compete, but we also collaborate, and that's what you guys are all about. You bring all of us together. I can't even imagine how many relationships you guys have fostered under the HIMSS umbrella. If you're not a member of HIMSS, I can't imagine you participating in healthcare and not being a member of HIMSS. It's been intricate to my life, my entire career, and I've had four companies now.
Yeah, so. And the passion that's in your voice is endemic throughout the annual conference.
It is.
I have every single year, and it is it's a very moving experience. I have people in tears talking to me about being able to come to the HIMSS annual conference because it costs money, right?
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
And you have, and so always, whenever any of us get the opportunity for professional development, it's a real discussion between us and our supervisor. And does the company have money?
Right.
Right? Plus, of course, there's airfare and your time away from your kids and your spouses. So you know, it takes tremendous effort just to get to the annual conference. And I don't know if you know it or not, Justin, but about 40% of our audience this year, or our attendees mm-hmm. this year, are at their very first annual conference.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. And traditionally, somewhere around a third of our attendees, year after year, it's their first time to come to the HIMSS annual
That's
conference.
Impressive,
and so that is a tremendous, we take it very seriously as a responsibility of recognizing that people are coming here because they want to connect with like-minded people. They want to do it in a very professional way. They want education that is practical and real that they can take back and apply in their shops right away. They want to get answers to the problems that
they
can't solve on their own. And that is what the HIMSS Annual Conference is all about.
Yeah, and everything you just touched on has been my experience. This is my 17th HIMSS, and literally that has been my experience. And I can't even imagine growing, you know, my company, Greenway, but then also the association that I've been a part of and all the industry leadership. We all learned so much, and I walked into the EHR Association dinner last night just to say hi to everybody, give them all hugs, because I miss them, miss the group. But I learned so much. I benefited tremendously personally just from the amount of intelligence and information and strategy that I gathered. And the learning is unparalleled. There's nowhere else in healthcare, not just healthcare IT, but there's nowhere in healthcare that you can go and learn more, collaborate better, and become a better executive, but a better person all around than HIMSS.
Oh my goodness, thank you, Justin.
So,
wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's a testimony.
That's
my
own. Thank you. Just as a fun little fact,
mm-hmm.
The HIMSS Annual Conference is the largest health event in the United States.
Wow.
And it is one of the top 25 largest events in the United States of any sector.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, what are a few of the keynotes and sessions? Obviously, Steve and Ginny were amazing this morning.
Oh, man, she nailed it.
She did. She's good. But I'm going to call Steve out a little bit because I was actually going to talk about his, you know, quote-unquote retirement or moving on. But she kind of not really outed him.
She outed him.
And I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. So that was kind of funny.
It was fun.
But other than the great session this morning with Ginny and Steve, mm-hmm. What are some of the highlights?
Yeah. So this afternoon, we have two former administrators of CMS with us from both sides of the aisle. Andy Slavitt, who was CMS administrator mm-hmm. under President Obama. And we have Mark McClellan, who was CMS administrator under the second Mr. Bush.
Yes, that's right.
And so they are coming, and I am sure that is going to be a fascinating discussion. We also have... staying on the policy front for just a moment.
Sure.
We also have representatives from CMS and ONC that are doing town halls because for this field, health IT, so much policy is emanating from CMS and ONC, and in the transition to the 115th Congress and the Trump administration, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions. So our attendees have the opportunity to directly interact mm-hmm. and ask questions directly. We also have 19 congressional folks with us
Excellent.
From the federal side, and we have 24 at the state level, 24 state officials with us. So our attendees, again, have the opportunity to really get face-to-face with people and to ask specific questions. Some other highlights are that we have completely re-engineered or redesigned the interoperability showcase to make it much more interactive so that folks can be taking personalized tours, customized tours to really understand about interoperability, boots on the ground. We have a lot more networking. In the meetings world, of course, research is done all the time on what gets people to go to events. And the most recent evolution in those studies is showing that now the number one reason why people come to events such as the HIMSS Annual mm-hmm. Conference is networking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
Which for us makes a lot of sense because we're in a technology environment, so we're very accustomed to using technology. We're on Skype, we're on WebEx, you know, all the time. But we're still human, right? We're social creatures. Yep. And so being able to come to an event and interact with your colleagues face-to-face is very powerful. So we have over 150 networking events that people can take advantage of. And that runs the gamut. Yeah. We have an African-American SIG that's having a meetup on Wednesday. We have a millennials reception that's happening this evening. We have a reception for our fellows on Tuesday. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Everything you can think of.
Well, no, so speaking of that, it was great because last night I went to the opening reception and I got to see a good friend, Dan Michelson, who actually we ended up sliding him into the show, run of show, I believe tomorrow. As we did, he brought up a really cool segment. He's like, I should be on your show, and here's what we should talk about. And I loved it. So we slid him in. So it was great to reconnect with him. He's the former chief marketing officer for Allscripts. He's got a great company, Strata Business Decisions Now. But anyhow, so that I got to reconnect with him. It was a network, and I was only there for like 8 minutes. But it was kind of cool. I immediately saw Dan, so that was great. But also, I do want to give you guys props. Tom Leary, your government affairs director, your vice president of government affairs or government relations, phenomenal man and runs such a great policy shop for engagement. And so if you're a part of HIMSS or if you're not even a part of HIMSS, but if your business is influenced by public policy in any way, you should join HIMSS and you also should join and get engaged with government affairs and government relations because you guys do a phenomenal job. But a lot of the stuff that Tom and I were going through was just so imperative to the future of healthcare. So,
well, I got to tell you a little story about Tom Leary. So you mentioned Dave Roberts
yes.
a few minutes ago, right? Oh, yeah. So for those in the audience, Dave Roberts was the first head of government relations at HIMSS. Just had never been one before. And so Dave paved the way, and Tom was a member of Dave's team. Dave recruited Tom and brought him to HIMSS, and absolutely terrific. So then Dave decides to run for public office.
Yep.
Wonderful. And so we post the position, and of course Tom threw his hat into the ring, right? And there was a very a small pool of highly qualified candidates that we selected to do an interview process for. And you talk about lobbying. Oh, my goodness. The community came out for Tom Leary, right?
Yeah.
I would be in meetings in D.C., and I'd be at CMS, or I'd be at DOD, or I'd be at VA, or I'd be et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the meeting, you know, we'd do everything that the meeting needed to handle. And then as we were leaving, somebody would take me by the elbow and very quietly say in my ear, I hope you hire Tom Leary. And the reason that they said that is because of who Tom is.
Exactly.
He's honest.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Highly credible.
Yep.
If he doesn't know the answer, he won't make it up.
Right.
He will say, that's a great question, and I'm going to find out for you. And
so
then
true.
He does.
So
then,
true.
Right? And he really knows what he's doing.
He does.
Right?
Now, he's a pleasure to work with. Very, very smart, like you said. And he's a great collaborator. And he's just great to work with. It's just, you just want to work with Tom. So that's fantastic. So in our closing minute, real quickly, what are a couple of initiatives, maybe two, that are new for this year or passionate in your heart for HIMSS?
Okay. All right. The first one I'm going to mention is that we have a innovation challenge coming up. Towards the end of April, it's April 25th and 26th.
Okay.
It's taking place at the HIMSS Innovation Center in Cleveland, Ohio.
Excellent.
We have $100,000 in prizes.
Beautiful.
Which is funded through Cuyahoga County. It's called the Medical Innovation Challenge. And so folks can go to the HIMSS Innovation Center website, and then you can connect through there, because I don't want to give up the wrong web address here.
Sure.
But what it is it's a business plan challenge. And the theme is on big data. And so write up a business plan. We have tracks for professional teams, and we have tracks for collegiate teams.
Okay.
They will be judged independently, not against each other. And the winners will get cash prize to grow their business. They'll also get mentors assigned. And they're also going to have the opportunity to be practicing and rehearsing and bouncing their business plans ideas off.
Yes.
So that is one that I really wanted to highlight.
Sure.
Cybersecurity.
Excellent.
Huge, huge with HIMSS. We have a very strong focus on cybersecurity. We have communities. We have a committee. We have a call to action. We're working in workforce, equipping the provider community with the tools and resources
sure.
they need. Here at the HIMSS Annual Conference is the Cybersecurity Command Center, and we also have a permanent cybersecurity hub in the HIMSS Innovation Center.
Now, that's fantastic. And I did catch the cybersecurity also from Tom yesterday, because I had a guest, Steve Wiseman on my show, who's a cybersecurity expert, just 2 weeks ago. So great topic. Certainly, it's very paramount to healthcare and it's growing every single day. Carla, thank you so much. And also, thank you for your leadership in the industry. Thank you for what you do for HIMSS, but more so what you do just for us as individuals, us as companies, and us as an industry.
Working with people like you, Justin, make it easy.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
I appreciate it greatly. Have a great rest of the conference. And thank you for stopping by.